again.
This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Sip and Savor, 5-Day Trips for Wine Tasting in Arizona, by Teresa K. Traverse, published January 29, 2024. Arizona wine is a burgeoning industry. The Grand Canyon State is home to more than 120 wineries. The local wine scene is so popular that the Arizona Office of Tourism has an Arizona Wine Trail Passport, where you download a pass and check in at certain wineries with the hopes of earning prizes. Best of all, many of these wineries are within a day trip's distance of Phoenix. Discover some of the top areas where you can get your Arizona wine fix. Cheers to local wine. Northern Arizona, Cornville. One of the best things about wine tasting in Cornville, most of the wineries in this small northern Arizona town, about an hour and 45 minutes from Phoenix, are clustered together on Page Springs Road. This makes it a breeze to go winery hopping in this small town. Page Springs Cellars, DA Ranch, Oak Creek Vineyards and Winery, and Favolina Leap Vineyard, Winery and Bistro are within a short distance of each other. Page Springs Cellars features an expansive outdoor patio that overlooks scenic Oak Creek. DA Ranch has a bucolic feel, complete with a pond, a swing, and farm animals. Up for more wine tasting? The newest winery in town, Cove Mesa Vineyard and Winery Tasting Room, is also located just off Page Springs Road. Where to eat? Located on Page Springs Road, Up the Creek Bistro Wine Bar is well known for its fine cuisine, long wine list, and setting. Look forward to seeing hummingbirds buzz around outside via expansive windows that showcase Oak Creek and the surrounding trees. Cottonwood. Cottonwood is less than 10 minutes from Cornville, and this city also has plenty to offer when it comes to Arizona wine. Downtown Cottonwood's lively Main Street is home to plenty of tasting rooms. Arizona Stronghold Vineyards, Burning Tree Cellars, Merkin Vineyards Tasting Room and Osteria. Try the signature pink prickly pear pasta here. 4-8 Wine Works, which specializes in carrying wines made by emerging winemakers, and Tantrum Wines are all within walking distance of each other on Main Street in Old Town Cottonwood. This area is also home to stellar restaurants like Pizzeria Boche, Crema Craft Kitchen and Bar, and Colt Grill that you can enjoy pre- or post-tasting. If you're looking to venture outside of downtown Cottonwood, Pillsbury Wine Company has a tasting room in Cottonwood. Nearby wineries, Alcantara Vineyards and Winery in Camp Verde offers over 12 different varietals in a stunning setting. Clarkdale is also home to noteworthy Chateau Tumbleweed. Central Arizona, the Windmill Winery, 1140 West Butte Avenue in Florence. Roughly 1 hour and 15 minutes from downtown Phoenix, Florence's The Windmill Winery is a wedding venue, pavilion, and wine tasting room all rolled into one. The quaint tasting room is housed in a red barn. The venue also features plenty of outdoor space. Find wines made with grapes that are grown in the Arizona desert. Enjoy common varietals Zinfandel, Cabernet, and Pinot Grigio, alongside Pinotage, Alicante Bouchette, and Barbera. Pair your wine with food trucks that are available on most weekends. The on-site kitchen also serves light snacks. Windmill also frequently hosts live musicians. Southern Arizona, Wilcox. Roughly 3 hours from Phoenix, Wilcox features a total of 14 tasting rooms. Another fun Wilcox fact? This wine region grows 74% of the state's wine groups, according to Wilcox Wine Country. That same wine consortium says the area's elevation, climate, and soil make it a great place to cultivate wine grapes. A few winery highlights include the Carlson Creek Vineyard and Bodega Pierce Vineyard and Tasting Room, which are literally across the street from each other. The following wineries are also clustered together in Wilcox's downtown area: Ardis Wine Company Tasting Room, Copper Horse Vineyard, Birds and Barrels Vineyards Railroad, and Keeling Schaefer Vineyards Wilcox Tasting Room. Where to eat? Downtown Wilcox is also home to many restaurants that are near many of the tasting rooms. This includes spots like La Unica Restaurant and Tortilleria, Big Tex Barbecue, and Isabel's south of the border. Elgin. A less than 3-hour trip from Phoenix by car, the small town of Elgin, population 168 as of 2020 census, features mountain views and open skies. It's also home to many of the Sonoyta region's wineries. Many of the wineries are located on Elgin Road. Find Callahan's Vineyards, Flying Leap Vineyards and Distillery, Twisted Union Wine Company, and Elgin Winery and Distillery along this road. Perhaps most notable of the bunch is Sonoyta Vineyards. Opened since 1983, Sonoyta Vineyards is the oldest commercial winery in Arizona. A Cabernet Sauvignon by this winery was served at a presidential inauguration gala. Another noteworthy option? Los Milix Vineyard. If that name sounds familiar, it's probably because Palv Milik, the longtime beverage director and front-of-house manager of Scottsdale's F&B restaurant, is behind this winery with a contemporary tasting room. This is an excerpt from A Local's Guide to Napa Valley by Rose Campau, published January 4, 2024. I'll tell you now. Napa Valley really is everything it's chalked up to be. Rolling hills carpeted in vines, soft sunshine all year round, and some of the best food and wine you'll have in your life. It's the kind of place people dream for years of visiting, and since moving here, I still pinch myself at how often I get to enjoy it. Located as close as an hour's drive from the city, visiting Napa is an easy trip that I recommend to everyone that visits. As you drive north along the St. Helena Highway, it doesn't take long to become captivated by the rows and rows and rows of vines. So if you're thinking of planning a trip to wine country, how to make your trip to Napa Valley unforgettable. Things to know before visiting Napa Valley. Napa Valley is located in Northern California, just north of San Francisco. While locals tend to refer to all of Napa County simply as Napa, it's actually made up of 5 separate cities, one of which is also called Napa. A little confusing, I know. Starting from the south, you'll find American Canyon, Napa, Yountville, St. Helena, and finally Calistoga. Each of the little cities is culturally and visually distinct from the next, and you could honestly spend days exploring each on its own. The best time of year to visit. The most popular time of year to visit Napa Valley is during the summer, from around early May through late September. It's a popular time to visit for a reason, as all of the vines are lush with green leaves and bursting with bunches of grapes. The flip side of that popularity, though, is that you will have to plan your trip well in advance. The weather can also be suffocatingly hot this time of year, especially on the valley floor. There is a very popular annual music festival called Bottle Rock. It's very fun, but if you're not attending, it's probably the worst time to visit Napa Valley. I personally think that the best time of year to visit is just after harvest, around October through November. The weather this time of year is much more pleasant to be outside, reservations are less competitive to snag, and everyone in the valley is generally in a much better mood. The locals call wintertime Cabernet season, and it's a great time to visit if you're looking for great deals. It tends to be a little chillier, and the vines aren't as lush, but it's still very pretty, and most days are warm enough to sit outside with a jacket. The towns of Calistoga and St. Helena both run special passport schemes during this time, letting you visit a great selection of wineries at a big discount. Amount of time in Napa Valley. Napa Valley is totally doable as a day trip from San Francisco, if that's all you have time for. But it's best experienced over a long weekend. I recommend spending at least 3 days here so you can explore a few wineries without getting too drunk to enjoy it all. Getting to Napa Valley. The closest airport to Napa Valley is Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport in Santa Rosa. It's a smaller regional airport, so there aren't too many direct flights, but if you happen to find one, it's a great option. The next best airports to fly into are either Oakland International Airport or Sacramento International Airport. Both are a little over an hour's drive away and have very good flight availability. You'll just want to time your journey to avoid rush hour traffic. Finally, you can also consider flying into either San Jose Mineta International Airport and San Francisco International Airport. Both are about a 90-minute drive from Napa Valley, and rush hour traffic is a similar concern here. If it's your first time visiting, though, I recommend spending the extra $8 to detour through the city and over the Golden Gate Bridge. Getting around Napa Valley. The best way to get around Napa Valley is by car. Public transit, unfortunately, isn't great in Napa Valley, beyond the main highway, which is where you'll find many of the best wineries and restaurants. If you're not local, your best bet will be renting a car from whatever airport you fly into. You can get around Napa Valley by using ride-sharing apps, but nobody ever recommends it. Service can be unreliable, and wait times to connect to a driver can be unpredictably long. So if you're trying to make multiple winery reservations in a single day, you might end up out of luck. The final and most recommended way to get around Napa Valley is by hiring a local driver. Depending on your needs, they can even help plan your entire trip for you and make all the reservations. This is an especially great option if you're traveling with a group of people, as the rates tend to be per vehicle rather than per person. Planning the wineries. There are more than 400 wineries and 90 urban tasting rooms in Napa Valley, making it sometimes feel overwhelming to research and see them all. My advice from personal experience is to only visit one or two wineries per day, followed by either an urban tasting room or a paired dinner. Any more than this, and you'll be too busy rushing around and too drunk at the end of the day to be able to enjoy it all. Trust me, I've been there. Best things to do in Napa Valley. Go wine tasting. I mean, duh, wine makes up the heart and soul of Napa and is the main reason for most journeys here. If you want to expand your horizons beyond just wine, there are also great opportunities for artisanal olive oil tasting, whiskey tasting, and beer tasting around Napa Valley as well. Soar above the vines. This is probably the dreamiest experience you'll have in Napa Valley. There are a couple of local companies to choose from, many of which offer a champagne brunch once you land. Even if you don't end up going up in one, they're very pretty to look at in the early mornings while you enjoy a cup of coffee. Peruse the Oxbow Market. I could spend hours perusing through all the vendor stalls at Oxbow Market, which are lined one after another with specialty gourmet products, fun restaurants, and fresh produce. Start off by grabbing a coffee at Ritual Coffee, specifically whatever their seasonal latte is. Then head down to Whole Spice, where many sommeliers go to train their noses. Make your way down to Olive Press, where you can do a little tasting of Napa's other great export. Finally, don't overlook Napa Book Mine, which has a great selection of specialty books by local authors, especially if you have any interest in cooking or viticulture. Soak in Hot Springs. Located in the northernmost part of Napa Valley, The town of Calistoga is home to some of the nation's finest natural thermal waters. Powered naturally by volcanic activity, the mineral water is extremely rich in healing properties like sulfur, magnesium, and calcium that are great for the skin. The best way to enjoy these healing waters is to book a spa service or overnight stay at one of the town's many resorts. My top picks for this are Indian Springs, Dr. Wilkinson's, Calistoga Spa Hot Springs, or the newly opened Four Seasons. Take the Napa Valley Wine Train. I'll admit that even by Napa standards, this is a bit of a splurge. The historic Pullman train chugs along the valley floor for 36 miles, offering stunning panoramas of the vineyards beyond. While it's a very pretty experience, the stops that the train makes aren't my top picks for wine tasting. My top recommendations are either the Vista Dome lunch or the afternoon tea time Chardonnay experience. Explore nature. The wine is obviously great, but one of the reasons that people love visiting Napa Valley so much is its natural beauty. There are lots of great places to explore outside, my favorites being Skyline Wilderness Park and Both Napa Valley State Park. The best places for wine tasting in Napa Valley. Tres Sabores Winery. I've been a wine club at Tres Sabores, and it's truly my favorite place to spend time in all of Napa Valley. It was founded in 1999 by a woman named Julie Johnson, who was formerly the co-owner of Frog's Leap Winery and a huge pioneer in the biodynamic wine movement. In contrast to a lot of the bigger and flashier wineries that dominate Napa today, Tres Sabores is a slice of what the old-timers sing nostalgic about. Their wines are predominantly old-world style, and she is most famous for her wines produced from dry farm Zinfandel vines dating back almost 100 years. During your visit, you're likely to see not only the owners, but also some of the estate's other residents, which include heritage chickens, miniature goats, and a very sweet golden retriever named Kava. In addition to wine tastings, Tres Sabores also throws fabulous parties, many of which are open to the public beyond just club members. Last year, I attended Outstanding in the Field, which is basically a traveling pop-up dinner party that featured not only her wines, but also food from her garden. Robert Bialy. Robert Bialy Vineyards has a history in Napa Valley dating back to the early 1920s, when the family immigrated from northern Italy and built themselves a little cabin on Mount Veeder. To support his family after the sudden death of his father, the young Robert Bialy began illegally selling wines to make ends meet. It is a rare Napa winery that, contrary to popular fashion, does not produce a single Cabernet Sauvignon. Their Zinfandel vines are some of the oldest in all of California, and their partnerships with neighboring growers go back decades with old-fashioned handshake agreements. Today, their mission is as much about education and preservation as it is making great wines. New customers at Robert Bialy are treated as old friends, and it's an especially great place to start out if you are a little unsure about all the pomp and circumstance that can sometimes come along with tastings in Napa. Matheson. Matheson was founded in 2003 by a young husband and wife duo who consider themselves to be farmers first and foremost, and has since become one of the most exciting biodynamic wineries in Napa Valley. Steve was a co-author of California's first manual on sustainable viticulture practices, and Jill graduated with a degree in botany before pioneering the Farmer-to-Farmer Network for Sustainability in the early 90s. Their independence from investors allows them to operate the winery as a passion project in every aspect. In addition to the classic vines, you'll also find more obscure varietals growing here, like Ribolla, Gialla, and Refosco. Matheson currently have more than 30 varietals and hope to continue expanding and experimenting each year. Quintessa. Quintessa is among the most jaw-droppingly beautiful wineries you'll visit in your lifetime. Unlike many wineries in Napa Valley, they specialize in just one wine per year, Cabernet Sauvignon. They take the quality of it very seriously and even brought over a specialist in electroconductivity from Chile to map out every inch of the property to best maximize the soil. As you can imagine, this is an incredible amount of detail to every aspect of the winery, which is translated into the tasting experience. The quintessential Quintessa experience includes a scenic drive through the property to a tasting pavilion perched atop Dragon's Hill, which offers unrivaled panoramas of the valley. If you're looking for a classic Napa experience, this is it. Faust. Owned by the same family as Quintessa, Faust is the cheekier little sister housed in a recently renovated Victorian-era home, which they call the Faust House. The brand is heavily inspired by Dante's Inferno, and the property itself is split into two halves, Heaven and Hell. Both are very nice, but Hell is likely where you'll want to be, as it retains most of the home's moody charms. The regular Act 1 tasting comes with a fairly hearty plate of well-curated snacks, such as freshly pickled crudité from the garden, alongside homemade hummus. Axer. Axer is the love child of acclaimed winemaker Jean Hofliger, who immigrated from his native home of Switzerland after spending more than a decade cutting his teeth in some of Europe's most famous vineyards. The focus here is on two varietals that Napa is best known for, Cabernet Sauvignon and Chardonnay. Many of the wines that you'll taste, especially the single vineyard Cabernet Sauvignons, are sourced from some of the valley's most prestigious vineyards. Despite the acclaim, Axer is not a stuffy place. The tastings here are incredibly intimate, reflecting the winemaker's belief that the point of wine is to bring people together. It's the kind of place where club members and industry friends regularly stop by to grab a bottle and enjoy a little picnic lunch under the towering redwood trees. Tank Garage Winery. Tank is a funky, newer winery established by industry veterans Jim Roguski and James Harder in 2014 that's located in an old mechanics garage dating back to the 1930s. If it gives you any sense of the place, they describe themselves as a winery that celebrates misfits, bootleggers, and daredevils. The vibes here are truly unmatched. The staff working at Tank are all huge wine geeks, but don't have any pretension towards it. Visits here are casual, relaxed, and focused on having a good time. They like to experiment a lot with their wines with names like Talk Dirty to Me and Happy Sippy, and everything you'll taste is a single run. Tank does bottles of Cabernet Sauvignon, but it also serves wines that are made from Falangia grapes or have been carbonically macerated. In short, it's the coolest place in Napa Valley. The best places to stay in Napa Valley. Poetry Inn. The Poetry Inn in Napa is an insanely beautiful bed and breakfast overlooking the vineyards of Cliff Lead Winery. North Block. The North Block in Yountville is perfectly located in the little downtown strip for walking to restaurants and tasting rooms. Inn St. Helena. The Inn St. Helena is a cozy little bed and breakfast with a white picket fence surrounding their historic gardens. Indian Springs Resort and Spa. The Indian Springs is a modern bohemian retreat in Calistoga that also happens to be California's oldest continuously operated pool and spa. Some final tips. Tip your wine host. A typical rule of thumb is to give somewhere between $10 and $30 per person, depending on the level of intimacy. If you forget to withdraw cash, many will also give their Venmo. Don't wear perfumes. Scented products can be incredibly distracting for tasting wines for both your own party and those around you. Stay hydrated. One bad hangover is enough to ruin a trip. Be extra cautious on the roadways. Napa County, unsurprisingly, has some of the highest drunk driving rates in the country, which often ends in tragedy for pedestrians and cyclists. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.